Jeremy Lin was a bench warmer, essentially, and now he is a blockbuster starter for the Knicks. He grabbed an opportunity when he saw it, and he had this breakout 25-point game against the New Jersey Nets.
Later, Jeremy Lin, outside, top of the key. He can knock down the shot if you leave him open. 10 of 19 from the field, then driving for the reverse layup. It's the Jeremy Lin Show at the Garden, New York, up by four.
Those highlights courtesy of NBA.com. Brandon, how do we seize the opportunities that present themselves to us? And what do those look like?
Seizing opportunity is a big piece of the story. I think that's a huge one. But before I get into that, I want to step back a minute and say how difficult it was for him to get this opportunity in the first place. So I've got little kids, and so we watch lots of animated movies. And one of the movies I think relates to this really well is a movie called Ratatouille. It's a Disney movie from several years back, and it's all about this rat, for lack of a better word, who starts this restaurant, and he's just a phenomenal chef. At some point, he's getting a review from the critic, and he opens it by saying this.
But there are times when a critic truly risks something, and that is in the discovery and defense of the new. The world is often unkind to new talent, new creations. The new needs friends.
And it's very much true in this case, because when you look at kind of Jeremy Lin's resume, his background, the fact he went to Harvard, it doesn't fit the mindset of what they would expect for a point guard in the NBA. Consistently, no one would give him an opportunity because he was the new.
How do you in your career get around being the new?
So understand, when you step in a situation and you don't fit the stereotypical profile of what that should look like, whether it's physically, whether it's your background, you've got an uphill battle. You've got to be very persistent, which we saw with Jeremy Lin. You've got to be very focused on your goals, which we saw with Jeremy Lin. And you've got to be, when those opportunities come along, you've got to be just like a dog and just grab a hold of it with your teeth and not let go. You've got to make it perfect the first time because you're not going to get a second one.
So you have to be ready.
You've got to be ready. You've got to be ready. You've got to be focused, and you can't expect anything to be handed to you.
So Jeremy Lin has built quite the brand now. It seems like you've got to do that, too. Once you've got that opportunity, you've got to grab that brand and start performing.
Well, he had a clear brand, and it wasn't consistent with what a typical person in that role, what their brand would be. But he did some other things that helped soften that. So he was very humble. He was very respectful. He didn't give anyone any reason in his brand to not give him an opportunity. So that's important, too.
It's about as much not giving people reasons to exclude you as it is to give them reasons to include you.
That's exactly right. You don't have the opportunity for a second chance or a third chance because you don't fit what they expect. So in their mind, you're already not what they're looking for versus having all the background, having the pedigree from a basketball school where they expect you to be successful, and then they're more confused why you're not.
Brandon Smith is our all-star career and workplace expert. See you next time, Brandon.
Joshua, as an all-star, of course I'm going to come back.